Hello everyone, welcome back to No Fear of the Robots. I have been awfully silent for quite some months now, since my last audio file. I guess it's past probably more than 6 months. It was, I think, October, and a lot of change. We have a new president of the United States. We have vaccines that are spreading and are improving the situation all around the world. Italy is recovering since its initial difficulties in the vaccine campaign, and for this we must thank a military guy and a new premier. So lots of changing, and all of this together with my busyness took me away from this podcast, and I'm here to try to start back again. But I'm wondering, does it still make sense in the way I handled this before? When this podcast started, my main purpose was to, let's say, debunk the fears of new technology as instruments to reduce the number of job places, and try to show people how new tech, if learned correctly, can actually be great opportunities to create new job places. Also, my idea was that there is a lot of unpractical discussion about new tech in the industrial area. Everybody is talking about Industry 4.0, smart factory, and all of that nonsense. But then again, when we come to practical things, there are no real definition. Everybody's trying to navigate this new world, but there is not a clear definition, not a clear way to handle all these new technologies. So 3D printing, cobots, Internet of Things, all that kind of stuff. Everybody has its own solution. And at that time, I was basically interested in looking for real-world applications of all this tech. Now, I don't think that this will necessarily go away in this podcast. I think it will be there still. But at least the first part, the necessity to address the fear of new tech is gone. A lot of people that fear the internet, fear the delivery services, fear this kind of changes, have been forced by the pandemic to embrace these kind of technologies. So robots, Amazon, all these kind of stuff now is not even part of the discussion anymore. It's taken for granted, and I believe that it may eventually come back in the future, this kind of neo-ludism. So this kind of technology maybe will come back when eventually some job places will be lost. But it's really a new world, and maybe we don't see that clearly yet. But there has been a lot of changes, and I believe that there are lots of people out there nowadays that are beginning to think that actually these new techs can and must be implemented to solve a lot of the problems that we saw in these last months. What we are facing now is really a shortage of production, shortage of raw materials, a shortage of semiconductors, and also of components and parts that have been completely delocalized to the Far East during the globalization era. Now, I believe it's time to come back. We have seen how the pandemic slowed down the supply chain. And then again, just to underline everything that and how fragile can this very long supply chain be, we had a very big ship that stuck the Suez Canal for some days, and all this created big delays and increased costs. And also shipping is seaworth shipping, prices are increasing, and this has a great huge impact on the industrial production, specifically of Europe, more than many other places in the world, and of margins of European industrial companies. So I believe that this is the point that eventually we will need to address in the future, and I would like to follow that way and talk a little bit more about how to recover some lost manufacturing capabilities, and also from an entrepreneurial point of view, if it is still worth it in some sense. Okay, many think that it's not worth to try to bring back manufacturing even of base components in Europe, because the cost of labor and the cost of production here is so much higher than elsewhere that it's not going to be competitive. And my take and my, let's say, challenge for the future is the following. Will we be able, through technology, through industrial automation, to bring back massively reshore production and have the possibility to be less dependent from outside countries that may even not be so benevolent with us? They may turn out to be political enemies in the future, and they can actually blackmail us if they are the only sole owner of some production. This is the big challenge in the future, I believe. It's a big one, but I believe also it must be addressed by politicians and by entrepreneurs and by big corporations. Europe is in a real weak position right now compared to the Far East, compared to the United States, more than ever before. So this is our new objective for the next, I believe, 3 to 5 years. This is the new purpose of European industrial automation, and should be the new purpose also of this podcast. I will try to get deeper and deeper in all the way that new tech can help industrial production to come back to Europe. So this is it. I have nothing else for you for the moment. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon on No Fear of the Robots. Remember, don't be afraid.